And we're happy to have with us this morning Demetrius Maharis, who is a comic book illustrator. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's good. You still sipping on your coffee there? Getting woken up?
Yes, I am.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for coming in this morning. And accompanying him is Jenny Blackson from the Sitka Library. And this is part of the Alaska Spirit of Reading program. So you're here on kind of a grant-funded project?
Yeah, I'm on tour throughout the state a little bit.
That's neat. That's really... We're happy that you could stop in Sitka. And Jenny, can you give us a little background on the Alaska Spirit of Reading and why it's important and how
sure.
it works?
And this is this is a Sitka-born program. This is our fourth year. And 4-5 years ago, at a telephone conference meeting where myself and Carrie Sagal, the Blatchley librarian, and Erica Drain, the Mount Edgecombe librarian, were waiting to join our GCI teleconference. We just started talking about, wouldn't it be cool if we had a statewide book club? And so we went out and sought grants from the National Institute of Libraries and Museums mm-hmm. and the Alaska State Library and the Alaska Association of School Librarians. And we developed the program. And we buy books and send them for free to schools. Those schools then send it to another school and another school. And then we bring the author up, and they visit 3 to 4 sites in Alaska. We do a telephonic conference for schools that don't get to participate in person, and then mm-hmm. we do a video conference. And this year we did something really different. These are our first Alaska authors and artists. We chose Strongman. So we've had Ishmael up, and Ishmael's been to Fairbanks, Sitka, Kotzebue, and is going to Prince of Wales later in the month of May. And then Dame came up and went to the Matsu and Kodiak and Old Harbor and is now in Sitka. And we've already started work for next year.
Oh,
and the
okay.
grant is in, and the author has been identified. And so we're just waiting to hear about our funding. So
right.
it's really cool this year because in the past we've had authors like Roland Smith and Will Hobbs and Ben Michelson, mm-hmm. really established children's authors, but none from Alaska.
Well, and this is very exciting.
Yeah.
So now you go by a little nickname there. We don't have to do the Demetrius thing. Or
you can call me Demi.
Demi. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking on that. I saw that written somewhere. But so we want to hear about Strongman, for which you are the artist, and Ishmael Hope, the author. Is that right, of the story?
Yeah.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about that project.
Ishmael contacted me. This was going on about 5 years ago now, almost, that he contacted me to work on this project. And he had a idea for a comic book based on a traditional Tlingit legend that he wanted to sort of interweave with a modern story, like a modern kind of parallel story to this legend.
Okay.
So he came to me with the script and kind of the rough thumbnails for the project. And we collaborated. I illustrated the story, you know, penciled, inked, colored, lettered mm-hmm. it. And it was really cool because it was my first comic book project that I'd ever worked on.
Really?
Yeah. And that's sort of a dream, you know, that I've had my whole life, is I want to become a professional comic book illustrator. And looking back, Strongman is my first step in that direction. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't know Ishmael before this project then?
No.
How did he find out about you? I mean, how did you get into this?
I believe he saw an article that the Anchorage Daily News had written
okay.
about me. I had been working for Chickaloon Village for a couple years, and I'd illustrated some children's storybooks based on Athabascan legends that my grandma had passed down. And so that was really cool that they kind of gave me some exposure. The Anchorage Daily News did a nice write-up about it,
mm-hmm.
and they called it Athabascan anime.
And, okay.
So that sounded cool, and I think he saw that and asked if I'd be willing to collaborate on that project with him.
Were you pretty excited?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, it's very exciting. And when we first published it, there was, the Daily News did another really nice write-up article about it, and we had a lot of good exposure and a lot of good feedback from it. I don't think it's kind of a unique project because we're both from Alaska, and this is kind of a comic book based on a traditional Alaskan story.
Mm-hmm.
So...
With working on this project, does that you know, does that kind of put you in the mindset of, oh, well, there might be more of these we could do?
Definitely. Yeah, I would. I mean, there's definitely like a wealth of culture and stories here in Alaska. And I've been fortunate enough to been able to work on different projects kind of like that throughout the state. And it's been good practice, basically, working towards my goal ultimately of doing comic books full time.
Were you one of those kids in school in like third grade that was, you know, hiding behind their math book, like doing drawings with the teacher, stuff like that?
Yeah, second, third, all the way. Yeah. All the way through high school.
And did you kind of know you maybe had sort of an unusual gift there, or did you just think you were doodling around for fun?
I think a lot of times people, and especially when I talk with younger people about artwork, people are under the impression that it's a gift, but I think it's more of a habit that you can't break, kind of.
Sounds drawing. Like an addiction.
An addiction, yeah. You know, drawing, because it's something that anybody can get better at. And I know a lot of famous artists say that it's not something that you're gifted with, just kind of randomly chosen out of a hat who's going to be a good artist. It's the ones that actually want to be a good artist. And I can remember countless times when I was really young getting extremely frustrated trying to draw like Donald Duck or something like that, and I couldn't do it. And I just remember being so angry that I couldn't do it, but just practicing every day, so...
Do you have like favorite characters that you've developed over your lifetime?
My own characters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are any of them in The Strongman?
No.
Okay.
No. I tried to just kind of work with Ishmael's story.
Sure.
So.
So can you like paint us a visual picture?
Of Strongman?
No, of some of your characters that you...
Yeah, they're kind of a combination of all my influences growing up. They're punk, they're rock and roll, they're you know, monsters, ninjas, video games, electronic music, action movies, all rolled into one. Just kind of my influences I'll put into one thing. So
when you are when you're working, I guess we would call it working, because now you're being paid and it's turning into a profession for you, it sounds like.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. What's kind of your regimen, or do you get up in the morning and go, oh man, I'm going to, you know, like, how does that all work for you?
Well, on a good day, yeah, I'll get up in the morning and, I'll take a look at what I have to do. And it's always deadlines first, and I'll build my schedule, you know, according to the deadlines, give myself time to work on, you know, X amount of time to work on the pencils, X amount of time to ink it and color it, et cetera.
So. Yeah. So do you find yourself to be fairly disciplined in that way?
You have to be, I think.
Okay, because writers and, you know, people that of your vocation always seem to have different approaches about how they get their work done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are middle of the night people with, you know, that kind of.
I definitely can't do the middle of the night. I like to sleep too much, so it's more of a daytime thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what sort of, like, how do you get your inspiration for your characters?
For my characters and my artwork?
Yeah.
It could be anything from, you know, reading a comic book that inspires me to watching a movie that inspires me, documentaries, and music, for sure. I'm listening to electronic music constantly, nonstop.
Okay.
I'm always on the internet. If I'm not doing my artwork, you know, I'm usually, like, searching out music on the internet.
Okay.
So.
Do you have music playing when you're drawing?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I have music playing constantly.
Constantly.
Even if I'm not drawing. So.
Yeah.
But it definitely fuels my creativity.
All right. So, well, that's really interesting. I don't think we've had too many comic book illustrators in here talking about how they do their work.
Yeah.
So now you're visiting some schools today, and you've been at the library last night, which I understand was a pretty well-attended event and pretty fun.
It was totally fun, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a nice mix of, you know, younger people and grown-ups, and they all had really good questions and had a chance to actually do some drawing there on the spot. So,
did you see some promising work there?
I always see promising work when I go to schools, and it's so fun to actually be able to have the students participate and actually draw together. And there's little tricks that I've learned and kind of advice that I try to give when I go, saying, you know, I don't draw perfect the first time around. When I draw, it's always kind of a working from almost scribbles or from a messy approach, very loose approach, and then I refine it. Instead, I see a lot of, you know, when I used to draw when I was a little kid, it would be something where I was like trying to draw perfect the first attempt.
Sure. So that's where that frustration thing comes in. So that's probably really good for people that you're meeting on this tour to understand that it's in your head, but it just doesn't come out perfect that first time.
Definitely.
In fact, change is probably in the works as you continue to work on that character.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
And you're going, where are you going today now?
Jenny.
Oh, whoops, sorry. Go ahead.
I didn't mention one of the things that's really nice about this visit is the Sitka Arts Council helped fund Demetrius's trip to Sitka. So yesterday he was with an art class at Sitka High and then two art classes at Blatchley and then two English classes at Sitka High and the public library. Today he's going to be spending a lot of time with the kids at Pacific High. And then going over to Mount Edgecombe to an art class. And then tonight he'll be at the A&B Hall with the SNEP after school.
You are a busy guy.
I hope so.
So, and then is this the last bit of your tour and you head back to Seattle? Or?
Yeah, this is my last day and then tomorrow I'm flying out.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure having you this morning. Really interesting to hear about what you're doing.
Thank you so much. And, I appreciate it.
It's really nice to meet you. And thanks, Jenny, for coming in. Our guest this morning, Demetrius Maharis. He's got a busy itinerary today, but you might catch him out and about and hopefully get a chance to strong arm the strong man comic illustrator. It's 8:30 and you're listening to KCAW in Sitka.